This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Returns. $1 million found in pot in a Ford Fusion. And oh, by the way, health care on the minds of many. Here's what Rand Paul had to say heading into the week.
The only thing we promised in the election, and we promised it over and over again, so it kind of annoys me that Republicans are going back on their word to repeal Obamacare.
Yep, but so far, nothing has happened when it comes to health care. In the world of politics, it's really kind of a standstill. John McCain, in fact, delaying surgery because of the health care vote, because he wants to be on top of this. But it certainly doesn't look like the Senate Republicans are going to agree to repeal Obamacare. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. This is where we start. We're going to zig and zag in a couple of different directions. It is about the Senate and trying to thread the needle. That's not happening. All the Democrats, opposed to repealing Obamacare. Only 52 members in the chamber's slim majority. So there's not, it's a numbers game. I mean, look, we've said this all along. You learn how to count when you're, what, 3 through 6, go to first grade. We can count. All of us can count. We even have a segment by that very same name. So add up the numbers. The numbers just aren't there. Unless something drastically somehow, you know, something changes. But it doesn't look that way. Because there's too much of what's in this bill that is not a consensus for the majority of the Republicans in the Senate, for enough of the Republicans anyway in the Senate. And it comes down to constituents. It does. Because if you want to get elected, you want to serve your constituents. And some of the ideological marks differ from state to state. So what happened with Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, you just heard, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, and Utah Senator Mike Lee? They're the three most conservative members. They released a joint statement on the original Senate plan saying it doesn't appear that this draft, as written, will accomplish the most important promise that we made to Americans to repeal Obamacare and lower their health care costs. Look for a punt and perhaps something to happen, maybe in the fall. I thought all along it was going to be the fall. A lot of people disagreed with me. We'll see. That seems to be the phrase that we're constantly resting on. We'll see. We'll see. If I knew a sexier way to say it, I would say it. But folks, this is pretty much what we have here. It's a standstill. I mean, that's it, right? Then there's this discussion about Russia. So Russia and Trump and the appendages of Trump, meaning his son-in-law, his kids, who's connected? What we do know, this Friday, heading into the weekend, there was a Russian-American lobbyist named Renat Akhmetshin, who said he attended the June 2016 meeting with Donald Trump Jr. So the AP, the Associated Press, you know, reported that Trump Jr., Kushner, Manafort, and a Russian lawyer. Supposedly there was this meeting. There were a couple of other people in the room. What was discussed? Are people saying they were there? Are they denying it? Was it any kind of an intelligence deal? And what basically Akhmetshin is saying is, I never thought this would be such a big deal, to be honest. That it wasn't substantive. That actually he expected it a more serious conversation, but it wasn't. And that he never worked for the Russian government or any of its agencies. I wasn't an intelligence officer. Never, he said. So where does that leave this whole Russia tug of war? In the ether. where, if the evidence is there, at least eight people were at this meeting, this Russia meeting, but what was discussed in the meeting? And did it have any bearing on, this is the key thing, on the election? Right? So far, there's not heavy proof of that. So far, I say. Meanwhile, I've got to bring this up because I thought this guy was a fantastic actor. So I'm going to mix this into all the Washington muckety-muck. Martin Landau, 89 years old. He was a big-time character actor. You saw him in all kinds of things. He was in the movie Ed Wood. He played Bela Lugosi in Ed Wood. I love that movie. He died on Saturday or Sunday night at 89 years old. He was at the UCLA Medical Center. Unexpected complications during a short hospitalization is what the cause of death is. He was born in Brooklyn in 1928, and he had a career that really stretched across a lot of different decades. He was in Mission Impossible, the television show. He had a part in a play called Middle of the Night with Edward G. Robinson. I mentioned Ed Wood because Ed Wood was so big. He was in Crimes and Misdemeanors. Remember, he won an Oscar, and that was for the Ed Wood role, the Bela Lugosi role. His first big movie, though, was North by Northwest. Still a great movie. Holds up if you like Hitchcock, Alfred Hitchcock movie. He had other roles like in Cleopatra, in The Twilight Zone, a whole bunch of things. He was also in the HBO series, and I watched this, Entourage. He was a movie producer. So, he was great. He really was. He was that quintessential character actor, Martin Landau, dead at the age of 89. Guarantee, if you don't know who he is, look up that name on whatever your search engine is, and you'll see all of his work, his bio, etc., out there, and then you'll say, oh yeah, I remember that guy. I think he had a pretty recognizable face, if not name. I think he does have a recognizable name if you pay attention to movies and TV, but if not, and you just sort of think you know who he is, you would know if you look him up. You would definitely, definitely know. What's coming up on the show includes a dive into the mailbag. In fact, that's coming up next. So many emails over this past weekend about not just the politics of the day, but about what you're doing in your hood, what you're doing in your backyard. I asked for it. I got it. A lot of responses, which is awesome because it's the summertime still, and some people are doing that drive around last minute short vacay, and maybe what's happening in your neck of the woods is something that would be of interest to people who are looking for short trips. By the way, I got to throw this in. I think it's the craziest thing ever, but Jolly Rancher Pop-Tarts. That's going to be a new thing. You know what Jolly Ranchers are, right? You see them in almost any office. It's that hard candy with very few calories. That's why I know it. You mean there's candy without too many calories? Well, let me see that. And now they're saying they're going to have Pop-Tarts with the Jolly Rancher flavor. I wonder what that's going to taste like. Ooh, Pop-Tarts are dangerous. You need a couple of those suckers. I don't know how many calories are in it, but it can't be too few. Let's put it that way. We're hitting the mail next here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Yeah, we're kicking off the week here on America Tonight and diving into the mailbag in just a second because I got a ton of mail. I know I always do, right? I always say that. And it's so true. Over this weekend, it seemed like it multiplied even more. And a lot of this and a lot of that on your mind. So without further ado, let's dive into the mailbag.
The mail is here.
Ooh.
I got this one from Britt who says, Kate, did you hear the story about the Texas kids that died in the hot car? Nothing makes me more sick. It seems like every year we hear about kids being left in cars. Are people stupid? Are they ignorant? Or are they just bad people? Could be all of those things. And I know what you're talking about. It happened in a Parker County, if I'm right about this. And they just said that the mother of a 2-year-old and a 16-month-old boy, you know, they were locked in the car. So what happened? What happened was one of the kids had her cell phone and car key, supposedly. And according to the mother, the kids were playing in the back room of their home when they disappeared. After searching the house, she started to look outside. She eventually found them inside the car. She broke a window to reach them. They were unresponsive. The kids had gotten into the car, locked themselves inside. Here is the question. Can a 2-year-old open a car door and a 2-year-old and a 1-year-old climb inside and lock it? So they're going to decide if that happened to see if there are charges that should be warranted or not in this case. So look, the temperature is 96 degrees. Kids are dead. It's an awful, awful, awful story. And if, in fact, that's exactly what happened, it was just they ran into the car. She didn't know. It was all those hours in between. Oh, my. Craziness, for sure. Maybe a good reminder to anyone, be careful about car keys, everything else. But who knows? I think there's more to that story. We'll see what the investigation yields. But, yes, it's sickening. Cannot leave kids in a car. Cannot leave kids vulnerable to a situation like that. Just very, very, gosh, very hard to very hard to imagine. This one is for Matthew, who says, Kate, I am engaged and my girlfriend is distraught. You want to know why? Because she wanted to go to these bridal stores. We live in Sarasota. She wanted to go to these bridal stores. Apparently, they're pretty popular, but they shut down. And have you ever heard of Alfred Angelo, who apparently has a bunch of great bridal dresses around the country, according to my girlfriend slash fiance, and now they are shut down? What should she do? Go to David's Bridal. Trust me, where there's will, there's a way. You want to get married, you want to find a gown, oh, plenty of people will sell you a wedding gown. I don't know much about this Florida-based bridal shop. I don't. I guess it was popular, so there were a lot of people tweeting about it, saying that this was terrible, and they had a lot of stores. There was like 2,500 stores, something like that, 60 in the U.S., where, I don't know all of that, but apparently, obviously, there's some problems there. And there were a lot of people that knew this chain and went to get dresses there. So that is too bad, huh? Employees went, were there, and then it was shut down. I saw a couple of tweets. Somebody had tweeted out, 98 days till the wedding. No bridesmaids' dresses. My girls already paid and have nothing. Now have to spend more money. This is unreal. Well, that part is a jab in the eye. So anybody who paid money and now they don't have the gown or they don't have the bridesmaids' dresses, yeah, that wouldn't be good. It's one thing that you can't go there. It's another thing if you already coughed up the coin and you got screwed out of your money, yeah, that would be upsetting. And especially if you think of young girls saving money, I don't care how much money they have, it's still going to be a bigger deal. You're not going to have just tons of money laying around. Yeah, it's terrible. Absolutely. It's awful is what it is. All right, let's move on to another one. I got a couple about this, actually. I got one from Hal in Pennsylvania. Kate Blaney, I heard you talking about this on Friday, how much you liked New Hope and how sickening and sad it was about the men that were killed and buried on that property. The story gets stranger and stranger, and it has a lot of details to it. Apparently, Cosmo DiNardo, who is the guy who was involved in the murder of the four guys, had a problem with mental illness. Yeah, I was reading that story the other day that all kinds of things happened to lure these different guys on property and for different reasons. But in Bucks County, they can't believe this. $5 million, that's what they said is his bail at. $5 million. Wow. One of the kids was somebody who attended Loyola University in Maryland, full scholarship, majoring in business. A bunch of them were all friends and coworkers. So what they obviously they didn't think anything was going to happen to them. Apparently he did different things to different guys, poured gasoline into the tank and lit it, burned the bodies to deface them, obliterate them or whatever, allegedly. Shot one in the back. Oh gosh, just awful. The details are sick and sad. That's all I can tell you. I mean, there's so many details in this whole thing, but the people in this area are stunned by this because all those victims were found on a large property owned by DiNardo's parents in Solbury Township is the name of the township. And it's pretty bad. Graves, all kinds of things. But they found three bodies were in one deep grave. The other one was in a separate spot. So they found all the bodies, and that is the good news because there's no mystery with that. The sad news is why? You can't bring back the victims, all the family members affected, all of that. You can't. So this is what you're left saying. Why? How? Doesn't make sense. Use any of those words, throw them around, and it all means the same thing. Doesn't it? It does. All means the same thing. All right, here's another one. Let's go on a lighter note. This one is from Rusty. Kate, did you see the new Spider-Man? I heard you do your cheap review of Spider-Man, and I have to tell you, I thought it was pretty good, and maybe I'm just a Spider-Man freak, a different kind of Spider-Man, but Spider-Man Homecoming, I don't know, did so well at the box office, but I liked it well enough. If you are a Spider-Man freak, then you would like it too. If you're just so-so about Spider-Man, maybe not. You wait for, as you say, streaming. Yeah, I'd say wait for streaming. You know what's interesting is Planet of the Apes, which I don't know how many Planet of the Apes there's been made a ton, but the latest one brought in $56.5 million first weekend of release. Spider-Man Homecoming, $11.3 million. So those figures are off. So the Apes were more popular than Spider-Man. How about that? And I don't know, maybe it's following the storyline, where Spider-Man, you're just doing another Spider-Man, a different person is doing it. It's kind of a different thing than, you know, Tom Holland is in it. And so you think of the different ones, Spider-Man who's been played by Tom Holland, Andrew Garfield, Tobey Maguire, and then look, so now Tom Holland is the guy. I think Tobey Maguire was the best one. And I guess I think Tobey Maguire, because he's the one that I saw. I mean, he was the first one. So to me, ultimately, he was the best of the newer genre. Let's put it that way. Right? It's like the Batman franchise. There's something about the different people playing the parts that can be good or can be very, very bad. Because you just like, it's like you like a certain James Bond, you like a certain Batman, and it can be a big turnoff. I don't know if it was that or it's kind of the similar storyline, so we're tired of the same storyline. It's a little bit different with Planet of the Apes, or flat out, who knows? Maybe people just like the apes better. This is scary to me based on what has happened to me and contact lenses. I have these soft contact lenses. I had like laser vision. Can anyone relate to this? Then you turn like 40 and all of a sudden you got to do something, right? There was this woman who went for a cataract surgery, but doctors found 27 contact lenses in her eye. Oh my. Oh, that'd be my nightmare. You know what? They'll take the contact lens out. If you think you got one in there, you just got to go to the optometrist. Stay with us.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Tonight. You know what that means? It means that we check what's in the headlines. Yeah. Not what I say is in the headlines, what I think other people are talking about in the headlines. And of course, how about this? If you go to the New York Post, always scintillating, if you go to New York City, you see the Post in everybody's hand. Well, maybe not. I'm exaggerating. You get on the subway, you see the Post in everyone's hand. Perhaps. Anyway, a couple of quick things. The Game of Thrones, which I am a fan of the Game of Thrones and did watch, there's only going to be 6 of them and then it's done. The Game of Thrones back again. And so what happened in the season 7 Game of Thrones premiere, a lot of blood, a lot of wicked, crazy nonsense as a war is brewing. You have, I don't know, the women of the Game of Thrones who are rising to the occasion, let's put it that way. But I guarantee the ratings would be pretty high for Game of Thrones. It's just too popular. They're only doing 6 episodes, and then it is finito, done, that's it. And I think pretty much anywhere you go, you're going to hear something about Game of Thrones. All right, how about this? The other thing that's intriguing is Ann Coulter, Delta Airlines going after Ann Coulter. And what does that mean? Well, they fired kind of back at her, revealing on Twitter how her two-day temper tantrum was over $30. So the company tweeted on Sunday night, "We're sorry you did not receive the preferred seat you paid for, and we'll refund your $30. Additionally, your insults about our other customers and employees are unacceptable and unnecessary," because she was doing a week-long Twitter rant, so they threw it back in her face. And they said, "And culture tripping over $30. So that's ridiculous." Then LMAO Delta peeled $30 off their cash roll, dropped it on the floor in front of Coulter, and told her off, basically. So how about that? I don't know. You know, whatever. She didn't like that she didn't get her seat. I mean, one of her tweets said, "Still waiting for an explanation from the brilliant, talented, hardworking staff at Delta." You got to be careful with that fame thing. When you're famous and you throw kind of a little bit of a fit, then it's very easy to come back at you. And, of course, that's what they did at Delta. How about it? We look at some of the headlines from other spots in the country. The Los Angeles Times put the story about Martin Landau as the number one thing. Because, of course, at 89, Hollywood being in L.A. and all of that, that's not a shock. But also George Romero, Night of the Living Dead creator, dead at the age of 77. That was another story. He was pretty well known, certainly in those circles anyway. And then the rest of the LA Times kind of recapped what happened over the weekend. Like Caitlyn Jenner, here's a shocker, considering a bid for the U.S. Senate in California. Do you think people would elect Caitlyn Jenner as a senator? Other famous people have done it. Not other famous people with a sex change that I know of, but Caitlyn Jenner makes a lot of headlines, perhaps. Perhaps. It is interesting, I'll say that. Then there is the sad story that made news in the LA Times and probably elsewhere too, about 9 people dead, 1 missing in a flash flood in Arizona's swimming hole. So there were 6 kids, 1 man, and this is just a very popular area on Saturday afternoon. In fact, it's interesting because I, of all things I've heard of it, Cold Springs Swimming Hole in the Tonto National Forest, there was heavy rains, flash floods, thunderstorm, and that's what happened. So when the flash floods started, there were kids who were out there. They were swimming in the river and playing in the water. How sad is that? The kids who died from 2 to 17, the adults 24 to 60. I mean, they were probably just caught up in without warning, because that's what can happen. And that's what it looks like to me. They were celebrating a birthday, so they had a whole bunch of people down there. And if you look at the area, you can see how it would just be devastating. And I have been to that area, and I kind of with not when it looks like it does now, but I can see how that could quickly escalate and there would be no way to get out of the way of that wall of water. And obviously that's what must have happened there, just a really freak accident. It's a very sad, sad accident, I hate to say, but that's what it is. All right, let's move to another paper of record. There is such things, or at least .coms, because I think that's what happens. A move to do, you know, to read online versus holding the paper in your hand. So let's look at the Chicago Tribune. Chicago. That's a city I always thought I was going to end up in. In fact, when I met my husband, I told him, "Ooh, don't marry me if you don't want to move to Chicago." And instead, I have found a fabulous home in Texas, and I never did move to Chicago. So what's in the news in the Windy City? How about this? What I talked about briefly in the beginning, Secret Service contradicting the president's lawyer in the wake of the Donald Trump Jr.'s meeting with the Russians. So there's more of that tug of war over Russia, Russia, Russia. Then there's the story about nearly 6 months in office, Trump's approval rating drops to 36%. So that made news pretty much everywhere about the numbers. And some of that, I think, has to do with the health care bill, 6 months in office, 36 points from 42% in April. The disapproval rating up 5 points to 58%. Almost half of all Americans, 48%, see the country's leadership in the world as weaker since Trump was inaugurated. And perceptions about the role of Russia in the 2016 election and possible collusion or cooperation with Trump campaign peeps is a drag on the presidency. That's not a shock. Because a post-ABC poll found that 60% of Americans think Russia tried to influence the election outcome. That's up from 56% in April. So numbers are numbers are numbers, but the perception is not good and the whole Russia thing just keeps being dragged out. I guess the best part about the presidency and what is continuing to get big numbers is the health of the economy. That's probably it. With the economy doing well, comparatively speaking, more people look at that because it's always about what's in your wallet. It really is. I mean, you can't help it, right? Are you making more or less? Are you keeping more or less? What does it look like for you? Even an unselfish person. I mean, listen, you have mouths to feed, most likely. You have 401ks to feed, whatever it might be. So, of course, it's about the take-home. It's about what you have. It's about what you're getting. And if the economy bounces up, you're going to feel better about it, no matter, you know, whoever it is. Whoever's president is going to get the big high five in that department anyway. The Washington Post almost always has a ton of politics across the board right when you just crack it open. So the headlines in the Washington Post read, holdouts on health care bill welcome delay on vote. Well, of course, because they know what they're going to vote. Then there is the story I also talked about several times, Trump's lawyers insisting nothing nefarious, I love that word, nefarious, in the Trump Jr. Russia meeting. Robert Mueller, who is the FBI director, former FBI director, who's the investigator in this, says that, they keep going. And so far, there's just these hints that there could be something there, but there's nothing there. At this point, anyway. Because remember, you've got to have the evidence. You can talk about it, but you have to have the evidence. And how about this? The country's flood insurance program is sinking. Rescuing won't be easy. That's in the Washington Post. They say that the National Flood Insurance Program is $25 billion in debt, yikes, and faces lots of problems, including thousands of properties inundated over and over. Yeah, there's some areas where, like, you look at New Orleans, built in a bowl, very scary, built in a bowl that collects water, which is part of the problem when you get some terrible weather in that area. Then they're stuck. Also in the Post, and in so many of the other papers of record, we'll say, are a few of these stories, like the Iran sentencing the Princeton graduate student to 10 years for espionage. Oh, boy. Then after visa delays, Afghan girls robotics team in D.C. for global competition, because they were held back. And then, of course, the nightmare in Venezuela. One killed, three wounded, with all the tensions happening with the Venezuelan vote. Boy, I went there as a kid, and it was so fun that my mother took me to Caracas. Now, hundreds of thousands of Venezuelans lining up across the country in expat communities around the world, too, to vote in symbolic rejection of President Maduro's plan to rewrite the Constitution. Lots of anti-government protests. Stay with us.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
we get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Kate Delaney America tonight. I can remember when this came out, Sting. This, I want to say this was in the 90s, because I remember my mother getting me the, I want to say it was the CD by then. Isn't it funny? Tapes are so antiquated. CDs are antiquated, although people still do have CDs. And then It's all about streaming music pretty much, right? I stream my music, you probably stream yours. You may still have an iPod, might still have an iPod. But I bet a lot of you don't. I do. I have no idea where it is. It's all about streaming, baby. Streaming that music. Alright, how about news you can't abuse? I've been dying to jump back on this. So I'm going to do it. In fact, I posted this on my Facebook. It was so stunning. And since I had my problems with my eye where I gave myself an eye infection because I thought I had a contact in and I was frantically trying to constantly get it out, get it out, get it out, get it out. And, of course, I never could get it out because it was already out. And I went to the optometrist and we discovered I poked myself in the eye. So this British woman had 27 contact lenses on her eye and didn't know about it. 67 years old, she believes she was experiencing discomfort in her eye due to old age or dry eye. They say they've never seen this before. It was such a large mass. All the 17 contact lenses were stuck together. And they said they were surprised that the patient didn't notice it because it would cause a lot of irritation while it was just sitting there. So after removing the first 17 lenses, doctors found 10 more under the patient's eyelid. The patient had been wearing disposable contact lenses for 35 years, but had not been going to an eye doctor for regular checkups. That's a problem. Oh, contact lenses. People, you have to monitor them. You can, serious eye infections, you can lose your eyesight. That is crazy. I just don't know how they piled up, and she had no idea they piled up. It seems so odd. But look, I poked myself in the eye because I thought I had one in there. But certainly I didn't have 17 contact lenses and then another 10 under that. Wow. All right, I kind of am curious about this. I don't know how you feel about it. Send me your thoughts, americatonight.net, or jam on these digits, 855-266-5283. So check this out. You know, I'm not all about the Big Brother thing and policing people and telling them what to do, but in Honolulu, the city council voted 7-2 to fine people caught texting or using their mobile devices while crossing the street. That legislation now heads to the mayor for approval or veto. And it was conceived, actually, by a group of high school students. They were concerned for their friends being distracted while crossing the street and looking at their phones instead of looking both ways. I have a scary story about that. My friend Annie from Los Angeles, who's actually been on this show, she is brutal. She was brutal about Blackberries. And I'm sure same thing with the iPhone. And we were going to the Perry Bar Open. We parked the car. We were walking across this kind of, I don't know that it was a busy street, but it was where people came in to get parking for this big tennis tournament. So she wasn't paying attention. She's looking down, looking down, looking down. And her life, not my life, her life flashed before my eyes when she stepped off the curb. And I grabbed her off the curb. I grabbed her just quick enough, quickly, so that this car missed her. This car smashed on the phone, you know, smashed on the horn. She was on the phone. She had no clue. She would have walked right into that street and they would have just completely crucified her. They would have slammed right into her. So I'm going to say these kids, maybe they're right. If that's the only way we can do it, they say violators would be fined $15 to $99. It would go to $500 for multiple offenses. And the legislation includes cell phones, tablets, handheld video games, digital cameras, pagers, laptops. That's what people are doing. And I don't know. I don't think I'm guilty of that. I have looked down, but not usually I stop. So in the car, I don't do it, of course. I don't text or any of that. But if I had something pressing, I would pull over. Like today, I had a phone call. I had to get the phone call, pulled over into a parking lot. I'm not talking on the phone while I'm driving so that I'm so distracted. One, I don't know what's being said to me anyway. But I'm also driving maybe erratically, even though I think I'm not. And then I could cause somebody else to smash into me or, you know, whatever might happen. Yeah. I love this story. I like these happy stories like this one. This woman who talked the fiancé into buying a $500,000 lottery ticket. Yeah, a Michigan woman said she had to convince her fiancé to buy the ticket. It turned out to be the winner. Melissa Kramer from Langsburg said she was on a camping trip with her fiancé. He made a trip to the Easy Mart in Sheboygan. I like that name, Sheboygan. And they left the campsite to pick up a couple of things. She sent him a text, asked him to buy some instant tickets. He said he wasn't going to because he said she loses the tickets when he buys them. She said, I won't do it this time. So he bought a few tickets, just a couple of them. They were this Lucky Streak scratch-off game, $500,000. She said when she scratched, because it's how we all think, she scratched the ticket, she thought she did something wrong. She called for a friend to come into the camper. She saw what I'd done. We both started screaming and jumping up and down. He thought something was wrong. Turns out they won the lottery. They won the lottery. Yeah, I think that is awesome. I think it's awesome because he didn't really want to get the tickets. She says, get the tickets, get the tickets, get the tickets. And then she wins $500,000. That's sweet. That's a good camping trip, isn't it? It's a great camping trip. Are you kidding me? When you go camping and you buy a scratch-off ticket, man. All right, this is a crazy story, and it fits into News You Can Views. I read this the other day. A woman snapping a selfie at an L.A. art gallery ended up falling over and setting off a domino effect. It destroyed $200,000 worth of artwork. Security footage from the 14th Factory Gallery, which was displaying the Hypercane exhibition by Hong Kong artist Simon Birch and international collaborators, showed a woman attempting to snap a selfie with artworks arranged on rows and columns of pillars. She fell. She knocked over some nearby pillars, triggered a domino effect. And it's all over YouTube. You can see it. It would be funny if it wasn't funny. The cost, again, of the damage, $200,000. I don't even know if it's covered by insurance. Sometimes the selfie thing is nutty, too. You know, what people will do to snap the right kind of selfie. I don't get it. And in this case, it was just a freak accident. I mean, let's face it, falling into the artwork, but causing that domino effect. Brutal. So I'll say, I don't think I could get Mahalo to ride on a horse, but I did see a story about a Texas Labrador Retriever who was filmed riding a horse like a human. Catherine Rickman from Bernie posted a video to YouTube showing her 10-year-old dog, Maisie, riding on her horse. Bailey appeared to be wearing a specially modified saddle in the video to help the dog balance on the horse's back while holding the reins in her mouth. It's a pretty cool video, I have to say. So this dog and this horse must get along, or at least they were able to train them pretty well, because the Labrador does an excellent job of staying on the horse. It is like the coolest video. Watching the Labrador and the horse walk around kind of in this beautiful area in Bernie. You never know, right, what people are going to do. Thanks so much to all of you for listening to This Hour of America Tonight.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.